Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is an honor to have each and every one of you in the audience today. I want to say a big shout-out to the group of, well, freedom-loving patriots that joined us last night at the Oregon Executive Club. This is a once-a-month meeting that I am honored to host the first Wednesday night of every month. It was in Oregon City. Last night, we had State Senator Brian Boquist and State Senator Dennis Linthicum running for the Republican nominations for Oregon Treasurer, Brian Boquist, and Senator Linthicum running for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. It was a busy night because we had lots of other candidates there, including Paul Moore, who is a friend of mine, who is running for Clackamas County Sheriff. We are going to ask him some questions about what is happening on Portland State University right now. What is happening all across the country? And that is these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters taking over these college campuses. Now, as we speak, Fox 12 is showing the police moving towards this encampment at Portland State University. They're showing it live. So far, nothing has happened. In fact, the reporter that's on scene live is just saying, hey, and people are just sort of walking around, and the live shot shows really not anybody doing anything. You know, Antifa's not there for the moment because they haven't woke up yet. You know, they're part of that 420 crowd, you know, that goes to bed at 420. So, you know, they're probably trying to get them up right now. It's smart, don't you think, that the cops would move in at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, when the crazy lefty protesters, you know what, if there's a time-honored tradition in military combat, and it works, you know what it is? As first light is just beginning, you attack. There's a lot of strategic reasons for doing that, but it's also because, you know, people are still partially asleep. So we'll see what happens at Portland State University. Yesterday, apparently, on Communist Workers' Day, which is always May 1st, of course, the Statesman Journal calls it International Workers' Day. The headline on the Statesman Journal is Groups Rally for Palestine in International Workers' Day at the Oregon State Capitol. And, of course, a bunch of Salem-Keizer School District kids who said they were going to do this, and thanks to Mike for giving me the heads up on that. The picture is fund our schools, not genocide. They're funding your schools. It says 50 students at Salem High walked out in support of Palestine, marched on Capitol. I wonder if they have any clue at all. Pictures of these dudes holding up funds. I wonder if those can include the genocide that Hamas attacked, is murdered master 120 people. Control and school district. Now, there are some very good teachers and very hold fast, help is in a lot of ways. Things in America are reaching boiling point right now. The administrations of and the donors of these major universities, including Columbia and Harvard and UCLA and University of Oregon, that have allowed, they have been promoting, the donors have been facilitating the hiring and the promotion of Marxists. And the professors have been standing up for Hamas, for Palestine, against Israel. The headline on Breitbart, the LA powder keg, police on citywide tactical alert. Pro-Palestinian activists rally at UCLA. LAPD in riot gear, prepared to move on encampment. Now, why would that be happening all across the country? 503-589-1220 is the number to call if you want to answer that question in your mind as you're, you know, waking up, you're grabbing that first cup of coffee. Maybe you're listening to me on your way to work. Why is it that all across the country, mayors, including the feckless mayor of Portland, and that's all he is, Ted Wheeler, I have little respect for this man. He has screwed that city up and his leadership so badly. And this is why I hope the people of Portland elect Rene Gonzalez, who is the city council member who is running to be mayor on a platform of public safety. But there's a reason why. I'm serious now, folks. There's a reason why all across the country, leftist Marxist school administrators at these universities are now asking the cops to come in. What reason do you think that would be? Would love to get your take on that. You can send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Or you can call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. By the way, did you know that Hamas supporters and youth have united with Trump supporters?
What?
Well, at least this is just hilarious, folks. At the University of Alabama, they all were saying, including the Trump supporters and the pro-Hamas people, let's go, Brandon. That's the words I'll use, okay? We know that's not what they mean, but let's go, Brandon. Can you imagine? Would that, by the way, have anything to do with the question I'm asking? Is this also what we're seeing happen right now? Is this going to be the summer of love? I mean, you look, friends, you have got to, history repeats itself, does it not? Because of human nature. History repeats itself. I want you to consider something. And what happened in 1968? The Democrat National Committee convention in Chicago. The radical anti-war leftists took it over. Big riots. Now, you got to remember, Chicago is where Saul Alinsky worked with the mob and wrote his book that he dedicated to Lucifer, Rules for Radicals. That's where he wrote that. So the spirit of radical, satanic, political operatives is alive and well in Chicago. I know, I've experienced it. I once went to a meeting there. This was, maybe 10 years ago. or less, at a hotel where a conservative group that I was affiliated with was holding a meeting. And the leftist radicals were all over union people protesting. I had to walk through them, including a couple of United Airline pilots. United, you know, is highly unionized, all the airlines are. And they were joining all of these radical leftist supporters, including a bunch of construction workers and others, yelling and screaming. And these two, these were four stripers, folks. These were captains. They looked so uncomfortable. They were holding a sign, solidarity. These guys looked like fish out of a water. They did not want to be there. Anyway, I say all of that because there's a reason why what has been unleashed, the beast, is going to impact the election, just like it did in 1968 at the Democrat National Convention. And Democrat leaders are scared to death. It might be one of the reasons that Tina Kotek decided to backtrack on the first spouse office. She has decided and put out a statement yesterday. After listening to and reflecting on the concerns of Oregonians who have contacted my office as well as the advice of staff, I want to be clear about next steps. There will not be an office of the first spouse. There will not be a position of chief of staff to the first spouse. What she did not say is that the first spouse, you know, the governor's wife, who is mentally ill, as she describes herself, and recovering from addiction, who is, as it has been revealed through these emails that they dumped Friday when nobody would pay attention. Yeah, the governor's first spouse has been having a serious role, who's unelected, by the way, in major Oregon policy discussions. Serious role, far more than anybody thought. Now, what does that tell you about the judgment of Tina Kotek? Folks, this is a black mark on the Democrat tyranny run by Marxists like Kate Brown and Tina Kotek and those in control of the House and the Senate. And some Marxist bureaucrats that run state agencies. It's time for a house cleaning, don't you think? I think it is. Tina Kotek knows that. She can read the polls, and I'll guarantee you they have polls, because I would be polling it. If I were her staff, if her political advisors, I would be polling this 10 ways to Sunday. When you have the Oregon editorial board, Oregonian editorial board, and others, and you have all these negative stories, you have stepped in it big time. And you got to remember that Tina Kotek understands that stuff rolls downhill, doesn't it? You got Joe Biden. You got the communist takeover of these college campuses. The summer of love is about to happen again. And it's gonna move people to the right, including in Oregon. You don't believe me? I'll tell you more about it on the other side. It's 620. What do you think about all of this? Why would liberal cities and liberal colleges be asking the cops to move in and get rid of the communist Hamas sympathizers? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. So I'm asking this question. Why would all of these liberal Marxist-run universities across the country, including now Portland State, be asking liberal Marxist mayors to move in with the cops to clean things out? Why do you suppose that would be? I'm quite serious. Now, there's a bit of an obvious answer, but come on. When you have a House Democrat, now I want you to just consider this. I'm going to read you a headline here on Breitbart. You have a House Democrat. It says this, quote, Colombia could have stopped the chaos by threatening to revoke the activists' visas. What? That's interesting, isn't it? How many of the, I mean, that implies, does it not? Does that not imply that many of these activists, at least on Colombia anyway, are foreigners who have visas? USC protesters. All right, so the UCLA, the cops move in and broke up the Hamas youth camp. USC protesters use barricades from canceled graduation. Now, this, my friends, is at least in part the answer. I mean, there's university after university after university that has now realized, and even Gavin Newsom, folks, governor of California, has finally come out. I mean, it took him a while. How many days has this been going on? Took him a while to do what? To condemn the violence at the UCLA. Encampment. Oh, by the way, it's hilarious. Did you guys see the UCLA encampment, the spokeswoman? They're demanding that the university provide them as a human right with vegan, gluten-free food. I am not kidding you, folks. Now, while all this is going on, Democrat leadership, the people really pulling the strings in the Democrat Party, in the Marxist leftist Democrat Party, are getting really worried. Now, why would they be getting really worried? Why would Tina Kotek do this big about face? I just want to know what you think about that. I mean, some of you are very politically astute, so I'm just curious. What do you think is the reason? There is one. It's a big one. I want to know what you think about it. 503. I'm going to give you a chance, and I do mean, I'm going to give you a chance here to weigh in on this. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. I'm watching Fox 12. The cops are in riot gear in Portland at the PSU library, and they are moving towards the library. Why would Ted Wheeler and the liberal Portland State University administration ask the cops to come in? Why? Friends, I want to remind you that everything we don't like that's happening in America or Oregon right now is a result of elections, stolen elections, manipulated elections, cheating, rigged elections. It's done in a very sophisticated way these days, done by machines. Mike Lindell has stood head and shoulders above anybody else, everybody else. the Trump who watched his Michigan speech talked about he wants paper balloting, same day voting, not same week, not same month voting, and voting with ID. Mike Lindell has been promoting that, and he's been successful. As he says, Mike does, some 200 counties in America are moving to paper balloting. You can support what Mike's doing by buying great products like I do from MyPillow. I'm serious. You want to save this constitutional republic? You ought to consider doing that. It's a big deal. A very big deal. And you can save money and buy incredibly great American-made products from MyPillow.com. You get these massive discounts, free shipping with orders over $75. If you use the promo code PC23. PC23. I'm going to get back. Clackamas County Sheriff candidate Paul Moore joins us to talk about what he would do as sheriff. This and a bunch of other things, plus some great emails, one from Doug.
It says it all.
It's 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes from the top of the hour. Welcome back to Political Coffee. I'm your host, Jeff Krupp. In a moment, we're going to chat with Paul Moore, who's a candidate for Clackamas County Sheriff. Now, at some point here, I'm going to try to get Nick Hunter, who is the Marion County Sheriff, to come on the show this morning, or a morning coming soon, to talk about these same issues. There's a couple of things here that I want to throw out to you. All of these, and here's the question I'm asking. Why is it? What is there a political reason? Let's just ask that way. Is there a political reason why? I'm watching Coin 6 on one TV in the studio. I'm watching Channel 12 on the other. Is there a political reason why all across the country, Marxist college administrators, Marxist mayors of these major cities where these universities are, including Portland State University, right now watching live, the cops are ready to move in at the PSU library to clear the encampment, the takeover of the library? Why is this happening? Why is Governor Tina Kotek backing away from, you know, establishing the office of the first spouse? Which I don't recall that you or I elected. Why is all of this happening? We're going to talk more about and explore that. I'm getting some text messages and emails from you all, and we'll get to it. On the positive side, tomorrow night you have an opportunity to go worship with one of, at a concert with Chris Tomlin. It's May 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Moda Center. He's one of the most prolific Christian praise and worship songwriters in Christendom. Tomorrow night, Chris Tomlin, Friday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Let's talk to Paul Moore. Paul, it was good seeing you last night at Executive Club. So I want to ask you this question. If in let's say at the Clackamas Community College, if you're elected Clackamas County Sheriff, that the radical protesters took over an administration building, what would be your approach, how to deal with that?
Well, Jeff, first of all, it's an honor being on your show. It was good seeing you last night with Senator Volk, Weston Lithicum at the Executive Club. And before I go any further, I'd like to wish you a happy belated Communist State Workers Day. In answer to your question, I've often said this, and we see this with sheriffs, particularly up in our sister county to the north, Multnomah County. You know, a toothless dog is scary until he bites the first time. And a lot of these things happen because no action is taken or very little action is taken. You know, we all saw Portland burn to the ground with over 100 consecutive nights of rioting, and the county sheriff did nothing. I would immediately take action. I would activate my deputies and sworn officers as well as posse members to quell any kind of a riot. Of course, we would work with the school if that happened in Clackamas County. But so much of this stuff happens because no action is taken. And again, if people think they can operate with impunity, they're going to do that. And I think that's what we're seeing. Also, it's a sad commentary on our educational system.
Yeah, you're right. It certainly is. It is the chickens coming home to roost with years and years. Oh, there's the cops pulling somebody in handcuffs, couple of women in handcuffs out of the library. That's good. All right, so what would happen if, say, the Clackamas County Community College, Clackamas Community College, rather, the administration didn't want you to come in and clean out the protesters, and they were destroying public property? What would you do?
Well, the sheriff defined in law, and that's ORS 206-101, is chief executive officer and conservator of the peace in the county. Now, I like how that dovetails together, particularly the conservator of the peace. Anybody in the county that said, well, we're going to allow this kind of behavior to happen and whatever, would make no difference, Jeff. As sheriff, I'm obligated to maintain the peace. And I would simply go in and quell the riot, quell the problems, take whatever action was appropriate. And if they didn't agree with it, well, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, just because of the wishes of the college or whomever, the sheriff is still responsible to keep the peace and protect the public safety, which is exactly what I would do. As chief executive officer, the sheriff has that authority. And quite frankly, we need sheriffs to step into that role, that just don't pigeonhole themselves as cops or glorified chiefs of police, but step up and do what's right to protect the citizens in their county.
That's exactly right. There are some other things that I wanted to ask you about just quickly here. South Carolina governor, this is a story on Gateway Pundit, Henry McMaster, Republican, launches an investigation after non-citizen refugees receive in their packet from the federal government voter registration forms. Now, U.S. Sheriff, as you've just described, under the Constitution, the Supreme Court rulings are the highest law enforcement authority in a county. What would you do if refugees coming to Oregon are given voter registration forms, even though they are ineligible to vote? What would you do about that?
Well, again, Jeff, I would follow the Constitution and follow law, and we would stop that any way we could. Election integrity is something that is extremely problematic in our counties, our state, and our nation, and sheriffs simply have to follow the Constitution. Look, Jeff, when I'm elected sheriff in Clackamas County, and I swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution, trust me, it will not be ceremonial window dressing. I mean it. And I would stand up for the Constitution. If all sheriffs in our state and our nation, for that matter, would stand up and do their jobs and honor their oath of office, what a huge positive impact that would have on the trust that the citizens have in our ability and our constitutional right to elect our leaders. There's obvious fraud that's going on. And in Oregon, we have this thing called mail-in voting, and it's just ripe for fraud. And all a sheriff needs, or any law enforcement officer for that reason, is reasonable suspicion to conduct an investigation. I would seize cast vote records using that reasonable suspicion, mark that stuff as evidence. I would seize these Dominion voting machines so this stuff doesn't evaporate into the ether. And we do forensic audits on this stuff. We'd make the cast vote record available to the citizens in the county, and we would take a look at that stuff, not you know, through the filter of confirmation bias, but, you know, let the facts lead where they may, because there is fraud, and the problem we have is not uncovered. But if we lose our right as citizens under the Constitution to elect our leaders, Jeff, we have a serious problem. And as sheriff, following the Constitution, which is my oath of office, I got to stand up for what's right, not what's politically correct or politically expedient.
That's right. We're talking with Paul Moore. He's a candidate for Clackamas County Sheriff. Paul, what's your website?
It's standtallwithpaul.com.
Standtallwithpaul.com. And it is thinking. While it is thinking, standtallwithpaul.com. There's some ugly, nasty smears being out there. You want to quickly address those?
Yes, Jeff. And it's so broad in scope, and it's just nasty. I mean, I anticipated when I decided to run for sheriff that we'd run into some things, but I never realized that it would get to the level that it is. And people don't realize what candidates go through unless you've run for office sometimes, but this is at a level where it affects the safety of me and my family, my campaign staff and my supporters. And so we're going to hit it head on, and we're working to do that right now. So anybody that's seeing this stuff, I would caution you, if you believe everything you see on social media and the internet, I've got some oceanfront property in Death Valley I'd like to sell you. But people should look at this stuff with caution. And there are some characteristics of a hit piece. And we're going to do a roundtable discussion that we're going to publish. And we're going to evaluate all these things and look at these things. And at the end of the day, it's designed to evoke an emotional response from what I would characterize as weak-minded people, to sow seeds of doubt and things. But it's just not right. We got to get past this stuff because we have some serious issues that we have to address. And these kind of things divide us as a nation. They divide parties and all those things.
StandTallWithPaul.com. Paul, wish you much success out there. Be safe. Stand tall. Your principle. You know you will. You always. 648, folks. We'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. The reason why, I'm going to tell you why, all of these Marxist school administrators and Marxist mayors moving in to clean out these universities from the fellow Marxist, communist, pro-Hamas demonstrators. I'm going to tell you that in just a moment. Got to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is offering you the opportunity to get that free second opinion. If somebody else, another HVAC company, is coming out and said, hey, you know what? You got to replace your whole system in your business or in your home. Why don't you get that free second opinion? And it's really easy. You just call Freedom Heating and Air, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. And you know what they'll do? They'll, at their expense, send somebody out, reevaluate your system, and give you that free second opinion. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website, or give them a call again, 503-580-1456. By the way, also, to let you know, we are having a special election night broadcast. Josh Michael and I from Noncompliant America heard Saturdays here at 4 p.m. We're going to be broadcasting election night live from Miller's Barbecue. We're going to start at 6. We're going to go till 9 o'clock. In the last hour, we're going to be live the entire hour, bringing you live election results. Put it on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. Frankly, you ought to come and join us. Get the best mouthwatering barbecue there is in the valley. I know. I love their barbecue, especially that brisket quesadilla. Oh, it's heavenly. So just put it on your calendar, May 21st, election night, from 6 to 9 at Miller's Barbecue, the special KSLM broadcast. And want to thank Kaiser Liquor Store for being one of our sponsors, Pacific Crest Archery for being one of our sponsors, and Anna Munson for County Clerk for being one of our sponsors. Tonight, by the way, I want to join you. I want to ask you to join me. I'm going to be in Salem. At the national, today is the National Day of Prayer. And all these things we've been talking about today politically, we need a lot of prayer. This country does, our leaders do. So they'll make better decisions, make the right decisions. Tonight at 7 o'clock, down at the fountains across from the state capitol, we're going to be meeting to pray. I'm going to be praying specifically tonight for government. So please come and join us. Okay, 7 o'clock tonight. Now, here's why the Marxist college administrators and the Marxist mayors like Ted Wheeler of Portland and others, other cities all across America, here's why they're asking the cops to come in and clear out these pro-Hamas, anti-Israel people. You know what it is? It's the same reason that Tina Kotek just backed away big time from her office of the first spouse. It's called polling, folks. They know, the mayors, the college administrators, they're getting killed in the polls because they're allowing this. You don't believe me? Let me read you a text message from my friend Anne Marie, who required of her aunt, who is not necessarily a conservative, but is a UCLA graduate. She asked her a question about what she thinks about UCLA and all these other things. Here's her aunt's quote. "I have been so embarrassed by the shenanigans at my alma mater. All those protesters should be deported to Iran, where they really don't have freedom. Yes, they have tuition for out-of-state students, but for residents, they have a registration fee." And she writes, "Can you believe," this is the aunt who graduated from UCLA, "can you believe the nerve demanding certain foods, etc.? What spoiled brats?" Now, Tim thought it part of the reason could be because of immigration, the massive illegal alien invasion of this country, which, by the way, a bunch of our, including our two Republican members of Congress, voted for this big $95 billion foreign aid bill. In it is buried, because they weren't given the opportunity to read it, I'll give them a little grace here. In it is buried $3.4 billion of your money to fund new offices, new refugee offices that bring in specifically Middle East refugees. We're going to be bringing in Hamas supporters from Gaza into America. And you're paying for it. People who hate America, be ready for more. of these kinds of protests, riots. Stock up on food and ammunition because you're going to need it. But most of all, pray. Pray that it doesn't happen. Let's go to Gary. Gary, good morning. Go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff. Go Ducks. Yeah, obviously they're getting killed in the polls on this thing. Who in their right mind would agree to any of this nonsense with Hamas? They just butchered 2,000 people on a surprise attack, murdered and raped women. Just the most horrific things that you could possibly imagine. And these virtue signalers have to justify this. I mean, they're making pretzels out of themselves by saying, oh, well, they had it coming. No, they didn't have it coming. Everybody knows that if Hamas would release those hostages and drop their weapons, they would be perfectly safe. Now, if Israel drops their weapons, they would be overrun in 24 hours. That's the difference. And these people, these monsters, these evil protesters have got to justify this so that they can virtue signal to the world wearing their little doilies that this is a justifiable virtue signal, and it's impossible to do. People see right through it. It's pure evil right in front of your eyes.
It is. Gary, well said. Go Beavs.
Go Ducks. Bye.
Doug writes a great email, and he quotes the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. Listen to this. Quote, in the United States a couple of decades ago, when leftists were a minority in our university, leftist professors were vigorous proponents of academic freedom. But today, in those of our universities where leftists have become dominant, they have shown themselves ready to take away from everyone else's academic freedom. This is political correctness. The same will happen with leftists and technology. They will use it to oppress everyone else if they ever get it under their own control. This was from Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, in 1995. Folks, there's something going on there that's bigger than you or I even realize, and you can be a part of it. Unfortunately, Mike Johnson hasn't figured it out. His polls are plummeting amongst Republicans, as it should, and guess who it's going up with? Going up with Democrats. Wow. How sad. I'm back tomorrow to be Freedom Friday. Join us then.